Hello and welcome to the Queen Margaret Academy Transition Podcast. We hope to answer questions which were submitted by Primary 6 and 7 pupils. We are Duncan and Molly and we are the school captains for the 2022-23 year and have both been here since S1, so hopefully we'll be able to answer all your questions. So Duncan, what after school clubs are available?
There are a wide range of after school clubs which are offered. For people who enjoy sports, we have a large list that ranges from netball after school, taken by one of our PE teachers, Miss McCausland, to football teams for all ages. These clubs also expand into the academic region, where we offer a homework club. All of these are advertised in the pupil bulletin and update every year. Molly, what help is available with integration for pupils who experience anxiety?
We both know the feeling of anxiety when making the move to secondary school. The transition events organised by the school, such as bump up days or any other school events, definitely helped us get a feel of what being a pupil in QMA would be like. We highly suggest trying to take part in as many transition events as possible, but we understand this doesn't solve everything. If your anxiety does continue when you start in August, our brilliant guidance and pupil support team will be there to guide you and do their best to ensure you enjoy your time here, as well as our school nursing counsellor. If you're especially anxious, please let your primary school know and they will feed this to the team at QMA. So Duncan, what support would someone receive if they were a dyslexic pupil?
We're currently working towards our DIPA award. Our school is an inclusive environment and our teachers / classroom assistants undergo training to support young people. Each young person is different, so senior management will work with primary schools through the transition process to learn what support each young person requires, and our brilliant pupil support department will work with individual pupils when they're here to work out what suits them best in class. When pupils start at Queen Margaret, what will the timetable look like?
So, in first year, S1 pupils will have 4 periods of English, 5 periods of maths, 3 periods of modern studies, 3 periods of social subjects, such as modern studies, geography or history, 3 periods of science, 2 periods of PE, and 2 periods of RE, and 1 period of PSE. So the rest of the timetable will be made up of subjects such as art, music, technical, home economics, IT and drama. Your timetable will change each year, and in S3 you will get to pick your own subjects. This will allow you to focus on the subjects you will want to study for exams. So, Duncan, do you need to invest in a blazer?
A blazer does not need to be worn, but it does complete the uniform. But from my experience, it does come in handy when you move through the year groups for things like photo days and school events. When people start, what size of bag do you think they'll need?
I think you'll need a bag that has enough room for your jotters, textbooks, notepads, and some classes will give you a folder which you will take home and bring in when you have that class. As well as having this in your bag, you will need to leave room for a pencil case, scientific calculator, water bottle, and a packed lunch if you choose to bring one with you. As you move through school, you'll begin to have more in your bag with bigger books and bigger folders. You will have the option to pay £5 for a locker for the whole year if needed. So, is there a school map to help pupils navigate their way around?
When moving up into S1, pupils will receive a Queen Margaret Academy homework diary, which is a school map in it. So when pupils get given one, that will be able to help them get round a lot easier. During the first few days of being at Queen Margaret, they'll have S6s with them to take them from class to class, so they hopefully shouldn't get lost. When can pupils leave the school at lunchtime?
So, personally, I would say you're able to leave to go to the shop, which is like about a 5-10 minute walk from school when you're in S2, as you're more familiar with your surroundings of the school. But coming up in August in S1, I think staying in school grounds at all times, as there's plenty to do at lunch due to having the biggest school campus in the area. So, what times do the school open and close?
Monday to Friday, the school starts at 8:45 and the buses are always in plenty of time. And from a Monday to Wednesday, the school finishes at 3:30, and then on a Thursday and Friday, we get an early finish and finish at 2:40. Will there be another transition day before August?
So in the middle of June, you will get to spend 3 days in QMA. 2 days will be spent moving around classes to get used to following a timetable and what it will be like moving in August. The third day will be spent on an RU retreat with school staff to allow pupils to interact out of class and have some fun. As well as this, you will also get visits from guidance teachers and our brilliant campus co-op PC Cuthill, which will allow you to ask questions about secondary school and educate on how to stay safe while at secondary school. So, how much homework do you think you'll get?
When you start, they don't throw you into the deep end, so there's no need to worry about being given a lot of homework when you begin. If I think back to the subjects that gave you most, it'd probably be maths, who give a piece of homework every week or so, I'd say. Yeah. But each teacher is different and it will progress as you go through the school. Is there a buddy scheme?
So, yes, there is a buddy scheme with S6 pupils. You'll be put into a group made up of a few S1s and an S6. The S6 pupil will be someone you can ask questions to or look for advice. They will do their best to help you, and throughout the year you will spend time together, such as a buddy breakfast. So how do senior management pick who is in which class?
Senior management will work with primary schools to decide who should be in a class together, but also take into account support needs, which allows the school to allocate classroom assistance to where they are most needed. If you have any brothers or sisters in the school, then you will put in the same house team as them so that you have the same guidance teacher, which improves the relationship between the school and families at home. Molly, what school trips will I get the opportunity to go on?
So throughout my time at Queen Mark Academy, there has been many opportunities to go on many school trips involving most departments. There are a lot of STEM-based trips if your child is interested at the end of the summer term. There's also always a trip to Blackpool, which I've been on many times, and it's always a great day out. As you move up year groups, you're given the opportunity to go abroad for certain trips. Some are the trip to France, which is offered to you from the Modern Languages department. There's also a ski trip to Italy offered by the PE department in January, which Duncan and I were just on, and we definitely say it was one of the best weeks of our lives. This trip is usually offered to from S4 Test 6. If you're a fan of English and continue on to advanced higher, there's also a trip to Berlin. This is to name just a few which we have been lucky enough to experience, but trips do change every year, which allows pupils to get new experiences. So, Duncan, what kind of support is there in place for bullying?
So bullying really isn't a massive problem here due to being a small school and having such a good community, but all of the PSE classes which run for first to third year are given inserts into bullying, how to deal with bullying, and ensure pupils are aware of the procedures in place within the school to deal with it in the rare case that it does occur. Our values of faith, ambition, responsibility, respect, community and equity are the values which form the QMA community, and values which we're expected to follow and create an environment which never tolerates bullying in any circumstances. Senior management are committed to working with pupils and parents to educate on bullying and also the risk of social media due to issues arising nowadays by social media and then being brought into school despite social media being out with the school's control. In unusual circumstances that bullying does occur, your first point of contact would be your guidance teacher, your head, S6 buddy or any other member of staff available.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope it helps you with your transition to Queen Margaret. We wish you the best of luck, and we will know you will love your time here as much as we have.
Thank you.
Thank you.